Kempire is brought to you by...
Today's show is sponsored by BetterHelp. As you guys know, I've been making mental health an important part of my overall health, and I was so happy that I was able to partner with BetterHelp and actually try out the service. It's easy, it's efficient, and it kind of gets away from the whole muck of trying to figure out and trying to find the right therapist, because finding the right therapist is a process. With BetterHelp, you fill out a simple survey and they partner you with a licensed therapist. I said, why not bring this to you guys, a service where I believe can help. We all talk about mental health all the time, so BetterHelp is one of the ways that you can get your mental health together. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Kempire today to get 10% off of your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Kempire. More information will be available in the description notes.
You're listening to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network.
Former Real Housewives of Atlanta star NeNe Leeds is slamming her co-star Portia Williams, claiming Portia tried to stop her bag. According to NeNe, she's saying that she got this role on Netflix's hit show The Upshaws, and she was supposed to co-star with Portia. But apparently, Portia told producers that her and NeNe have had issues, so she's not going to do the role.
And you could have did it.
See, so I get it.
You never apologize.
Welcome back to the Kempire Channel, your number one source for pop culture news and music, entertainment, reality TV, and so much more. As always, be sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, and hit that notification bell so you never miss out on breaking news when we go live or when we upload. So last night, NeNe Leakes took to her Instagram story to tell us a little bedtime story. And it was about a recent role, an opportunity, because as you know, NeNe has said a lot of acting opportunities, reality opportunities, business opportunities have been stopped since her fight with Bravo and NBC Universal. But slowly but surely, NeNe has been making a return to her YouTube channel, return to, well, a debut on Zeus. We're going to forget about that. But you know what, NeNe? The reason why people have such a strong reaction to you being on Zeus is because they feel like you deserve more. Period. Yes. Look, no matter how you feel, especially what she says about Portia, NeNe is a star. I think even above Bravo celebrity. But we can discuss in the comment section because I'm sure you guys have opinions. But NeNe took to her Instagram story to let us know that there was this opportunity to be on The Upshaws. If you don't watch The Upshaws, a great, fantastic sitcom starring Kim Fields, who's been on Real Housewives of Atlanta, but with also Mike Epps and Wanda Sykes. So she talks about being excited about this opportunity. She found that Portia was going to be in this as well, and she was excited about it. She says she gets to set. She starts. She doesn't see Portia. She's wondering what's going on. She finds out later that Portia said this to producers.
A disappointing video, but nonetheless, here goes. So earlier this week, I was told by my management company that the Netflix scripted series called The Upshaws were interested in casting me for a part. In Upshaws, it's Mike Epps and Wanda Sykes. Directing this particular episode is Kim Fields. I was excited to do it. It's a comedy. I love comedy. I used to have a comedy show out on the road, some of you guys know. So comedy is something that I love to do and was really happy to do it. As the talks went on, we agreed upon whatever we agreed upon. I was to fly out to LA on Tuesday. They told me that Portia William Gubadia was also playing in this particular series. She would be side by side with me. Excited. I haven't seen Portia. We always have a good laugh when we see each other. So I was just like, okay, so me and Portia are going to kill this part. I get to LA on Tuesday. They tell me to go straight to, you know, to the studios. I need to go into wardrobe. Once I got into wardrobe, I had chosen to wear like this silver color. They showed me a picture of Portia. They said that Portia's wearing something similar in color, and maybe I would choose something else because we were gonna be, you know, side by side doing this scene, no problem. I gave them a whole different look. They told me we were gonna be having rehearsal. At rehearsal, I didn't see Portia. There was a stand-in. We broke for lunch. We came back. We were going to do a whole run-through. I still didn't see Portia. I'm just waiting to see Portia, right? I'm excited to see Portia. I'm like, well, I want to, you know, wait till Portia on set. So me and her can chop it up. So Portia never came. We wrapped for the evening. I went back to my hotel. When I got to my hotel, production called me and asked me if I had any issues with any housewives because they were going to be recasting the other position. And I was like, oh my God, no, like what? And they were going to recast the position that Portia was playing. I was like, what? Why? And they said, do you have any issues with Kim Zolciak, Cynthia Bailey, Marlo Hampton? And I was like, no. Like, I just saw Kim recently and we talked. I talked to Cynthia Bailey often. I talked to Marlo Hampton often. No. Like, they ultimately cast Cynthia Bailey and she was flown out to L.A. on Wednesday. We did the part together. I was later told that Portia did not show up to work and had said that she did not want to work with me, that we had had issues from the past, and she did not want to work with me. Let me take that in for a second. Listen. I am more than disappointed. Portia and I have double dated a few times, okay? Okay. Simon had a birthday. We were all in Miami together. We hung out for the whole weekend to celebrate Simon's birthday. We all decided one weekend to go to Vegas to see Usher. We all went to Vegas to see Usher, couples. I was in Dubai. Portia and Simon were in Dubai. We all hung out. Yanni and I have gone to Simon and Portia's home to hang out, party, drink. My son came over, brought hookahs. We ate African food, had a great time. Of course, Portia had a wedding and I'm at her wedding. I've seen Portia in Atlanta out. We've laughed and talked. I am shocked that Portia would go to a production company. I am shocked to hear that Portia would go to a production company and say that she doesn't want to work with me because we've had a lot of issues in the past. What lots of issues that we had in the past? Mind you guys, I haven't been a housewife in over 4.5 years, okay? Besides that, as black women, okay, when you call a black woman angry, difficult, we've got problems, I can't work with them on set, that is a death trap for a black woman in the industry. We don't have any issues that we can't work together. We are professionals. We get on set and we work together and do what we gotta do. Your issues in the past, if you had to pick a housewife, it certainly wouldn't be with me. It would have been with Kenya. It would have been with Candy. Those were your major issues. We've had petty things. We're on a reality show. So we obviously are going to have some sort of issues, but we've not had anything where we could not work together. Sad and disappointed that Portia would go to any company and say that she's had issues with me and we cannot work together. That is a lie. I text her. So it's not like I'm doing this video, I didn't text her. I text her and she sent me a text back saying that she's going through her divorce and I didn't reach out to little sis. Are you serious? You and your husband were just happy and smiling in Dubai. I thought you guys were having a fight and maybe you guys are going to get back together. I don't know what y'all personal business are. I don't want to be nosy, okay? I don't want to invade your privacy. Maybe you need some time. I don't know what you need. I was happy to see her and talk to her and chop it up then. I don't want to pry. Yes, Yanni and Simon are hanging out together, but that has nothing to do with me. I'm not hanging out with Simon. Yanni's hanging out with Simon. I can't change this relationship with that man. I wouldn't let him change my relationship with Portia. It's disappointing. It's very disappointing that you would do that. It's very disappointing, and people need to stop. They need to stop doing that. That's not right. When Portia and I were on Housewives together, she was divorcing her first husband, and I fought for Portia to stay on the show. I went to production and then talked to whoever I needed to talk to at Bravo to just put my two cents in that I felt like she should stay on the show. When she drugged Kenya off that couch, she was saying all kind of things. I got down on my knees and put my hand over her mouth so that she wouldn't dig herself into a bigger hole than she was already in. The bottom line is, Portia did not want to share the spotlight. That's it. And professionals can share the spotlight. Portia is not a star. She is a Bravo celebrity. Be clear.
Mm-hmm. Be clear. She said, mm-hmm. She ended with, mm-hmm. Okay, let's unpack some of this. Because look, we know Nene has had issues over the years. We know that Nene is not perfect. We know that Nene can kind of play the victim sometimes. However, based on how clearly Nene has voiced this and gave us a timeline of everything, it sounds, I believe Nene. What about you guys? Look, it's going to be one person's stance versus another person's stance. But based on what Nene is saying, I'm not completely shocked. Are you? Look, you can love Portia, Peach Juice, Williams, formerly Gobadia, but you could also remember some of her past behavior. We will get to the shade of it all at the end. We'll get to the shade. But let's unpack some of this. So Portia and Nene got this opportunity to be on the Upshaws. We also have to keep in mind that Portia has signed on a major deal to return to the Real Housewives of Atlanta. So she's back in the fold when it comes to Bravo and NBC Universal. I'm wondering if this was something directed by Portia or was it something directed by NBC Universal? We don't want to see you guys share the same screen. Look, I'm not going to take that off the table. Okay, someone could be in Portia's ear. It could be a part of her team. It could be also NBC Universal or, Bravo in her ear. Yeah, you don't need to do this. We will get you on another show on NBC Universal. We don't need you both on the same screen. We don't want you to give light to Nene. I'm just playing devil's advocate here. But Portia could have said something different to production in regards to this, because her saying that she has issues with Nene Leakes, Nene's right. For the Taraji P. Henson of it all, of the Monique of it all, saying something like that can hurt her opportunity. They've signed the contract with Nene, so they're not going to drop Nene in that moment, but will they bring Nene back? Well, I'm hoping that Nene kills it and we all celebrate it and they will bring Nene back. This would be an amazing opportunity for her. But the simply of Portia, I'll say allegedly, saying to producers, I can't work with Nene, we have issues, can open up a can of worms. The production could be like, is Nene difficult to work with? They're calling her asking, do you have any issues with any other housewives? That's uncomfortable for someone that just wants to come work, excited about a new opportunity that she has not been given in the last few years. I can't believe it's been 4.5 years since Nene has been a housewife. Time flies, but it was also the pandemic. I say all that to say, there are a couple elements here that we got to think about. So Portia says to Nene, oh, you haven't checked in on me when it comes to my divorce. If you know the last time Nene and Portia got into it during a season of Real Housewives of Atlanta, I don't remember the specifics. You guys are better with remembering the specifics. But I remember their issue was very, a small issue, not big. It wasn't anything major. And I'm not surprised by Portia's response. This leads me to believe what Nene is saying. I do believe Portia, who's what, a Cancer, is in her feelings about it. She's in her feelings. You know, we always bring it back. We always bring it back to astrological signs. She probably was very sensitive about it. But I'm like, Nene, if I know a friend is going through a divorce, but they were just together, I would understand, like, I'm going to give you a moment. I mean, a simple text could have helped. I'm not sure if that would have been enough for Portia, but for Portia to be upset about Nene maybe not checking in on her. Mind you, this divorce situation, it's only 2 weeks. It's not that long, Portia. If she was seeing you were moving forward with the divorce, she might be like, okay, girl, you good? Because it's true. I'm actually surprised that Nene went to social media and said this. I'm surprised that even if she didn't go to social media, I'm surprised that there's any issues, because based off of what we see on social media, and Nene's confirming, these two had a real friendship as couples. You're taking trips to Vegas. We've seen them hang out and eat, and they didn't go to Dubai together, but they met up in Dubai and they're hanging out. But very much like Nene's relationship with Dione, she's probably like, well, y'all probably having a fight because the week before you guys be his peace. So this week I'm going to give you a moment. If I see that you're really moving forward with this divorce, I'll check in. Let's talk about the shade at the end of this video. I would not expect anything less from Nene Leakes, okay? I would not expect anything less from Nene Leakes.
Portia is not a star. She is a Bravo celebrity. Be clear.
Saying that Portia is not a star, because she said that about Giselle and Robin, regular Robin, and that she's just a Bravo celebrity. Honestly, that is going to be a word, because we don't really think about it. I think we automatically say you're a star, a reality TV star. But if we really talk about it, not everybody that's on reality TV is a star or reality TV star or a star, period. And that's what Nene is trying to make the difference here. She's like, she's not a star. She's a Bravo celebrity. Because outside of the Bravo world, who's really checking for Portia? Look, some people are. I'm not going to sit here and say that, you know, because of Real Housewives of Atlanta, people are checking for Portia. However, some people might say, oh, Nene Leakes is just a Bravo celebrity. I would beg to differ. People outside of the reality TV space know who Nene Leakes is. She is definitely a force. I will never take that away from her. Do I like everything she says and does? No, but I'm willing to give credit when credit is due. And credit is due to Nene. I never thought about it this way until she said it. Portia's not a star. She's a Bravo celebrity. And that's a lot of Bravo celebrities. That's a lot of Bravo celebrities. They probably think that they're stars.
But not really. Sorry.
For those that are just
look.
Okay. You can say what you want about Nene, but she's going to get us having this conversation today. Do you think that Portia is a star or just a Bravo celebrity? Either way, the check, as long as the check clears, I've said this to you guys before, I don't care what you call me. You know, they call rappers singers or singers rappers. They call, you know, people that are media personalities bloggers. I don't care what you call me. It's what I call myself, and as long as the check clears. Period. Guys, happy Saturday. Let's continue this conversation. I want to know your thoughts on what Nene Leakes had to say about, thinking, her former friend, Portia Peach Juice Williams, formerly Gobadia.
Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. Don't forget you can also see Kempire live during the Kempire After Dark live tour here in the States. Head on over to the description for more details on our Boston show, our Nashville show, our Atlanta show, and Seattle. More dates are coming soon. And as always, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. And for more, head on over to KempireRadio.com.